Put a team together like the Hunger Games. Everybody grind together. We all came from Hunger Pain.
That's right. Late Ill Kid at One Yourself. Holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right, Nerd Soul Thumbnails. We getting into animation, doing all things we can do for you. Let's bring the bass in just one time. Let's go on and bring bringing the beats, bringing a little something for the streets. I want to give a big shout out to Silhouetted Animator, Geeky Andre. Give a big shout out to Tyler Bennett. I ain't giving him a shout out in a minute. So shout out to Tyler Bennett. Some quick house cleaning before we get into Star Trek Prodigy, which was cool this week. We got some tidbits this week. You know, got some pieces. And I ain't gonna hold y'all too long. We don't rock all day long. We just gonna give you a little some tidbits so you can go on your merry way. if you are a Patreon supporter, there's a post for y'all to go check because I gotta get you some stuff, send y'all out some stuff, just some gifts for supporting the channel all last year. Thank you very much. There's some of y'all that have already got it, but there's some of y'all that haven't like responded to the post yet. So I need y'all to respond to the post so I can get y'all what I need to get y'all. But with that said, go and holler at me on Patreon so you can get that and I can give it to you and you can have it and you can be excited and you can be happy and I can be happy and everybody be happy. Anyway. With that said, we're going to get started with this one called First Contact. Of course, it says con-tact. So you're like, huh, why is the con separated from tact? Because we get into some craziness today. Shout out to Clever Little Vixen. What's up? Nice to have you up in here. The issue with this episode is a good one for them to deal with early on. You know what I'm saying? Because even in this episode, Gwen says that you kind of find out who your friends are. So that's a good thing, talking to Dal. So we'll get into that in a second. But I want to talk about the mystery first for a little bit. We are learning more about the ship and the first crew because Janeway, Principal Janeway, is basically going through the old files, the old videos, the old holos, anything to kind of figure out what happened, because this is information that has either been, the data's been broken or wiped or fractured or something where she did not know about it up until last episode. So she's like, yo, we got to figure out what's going on because this is my first time seeing or hearing about or knowing of this. You know, we got, Captain Chakotay, shout out to El Chakotay of the FGC, our Mika player that got mad skills. But it's one of those things where I kind of feel bad for Janeway because even though we know Janeway is a hologram, since she functions the way she does, it's kind of taken on, you know, the activity of regular Janeway. Knowing that there is maybe a missing link or a deficiency or something that's wrong with her is, you know, you kind of feel for it. Like, you don't want her to be lost in the sauce, if you will. And I know how hard it can be with trying to remember something or finding out that something happened that you didn't know that happened. Maybe that there's like a blank in your memory and it's just not coming together, really. You know what I'm saying? Whether there's some trauma that's blocking it or whatever it might be. So that part there already kind of brings in the wonder, the empathy for her. But then we get a little reveal because they're saying like in the hollow, they're playing it back, talking about evacuating the ship. When she freezes that frame, we see Dreadnought in there. So my question now is, when did Dreadnought know about the ship? And did, is it a situation where Dreadnought knew about the ship, but the Diviner didn't? Or is this a situation where they tried to get the ship and ended up losing it in the planet? Is that how it went? Because this is a very weird way to set up Dreadnought's, his association with the ship. Because from what we thought is that they were looking for this ship, but all they knew was that this ship existed. Now we're getting like, oh, hold up, no, Dreadnought's been on the ship. Like, he's been on the ship way back whenever this old crew was there. And only thing I can think is maybe they were on there, caused it to crash land in some type of way. And then when it crash landed, maybe they lost it because there was a avalanche or something. I have no idea. So hopefully we find out more about that, because either it's Dreadnought or another being of his species, maybe. But when I saw that face, I was like, oh, I knew who that is. That Dreadnought right there. So this opens it up, because the crew knows Dreadnought, but Janeway, I don't believe, does. Because even though we had that episode where they were on the planet where Dreadnought and the Diviner came, I don't think Janeway interacted with Dreadnought at all. I don't think she did. I think Dreadnought only interacted with Gwyn and Dal, I believe. I might have to watch that episode again. But so with that said, now without the crew being there to see that footage with her, hopefully she shows that when the now that the crew is back on at the end of the episode, or in next episode, now we can kind of get an idea of like, all right, where is she at? How is she feeling? Or what does she know? Or can they compare notes and find something? So that's something that I'm really interested in, because it opens up a whole can of worms. Now slide that to the side. You can tell me what you think about that, and we can get into that, talk about it. But we get a distress signal. And when you hear the distress signal, just like myself, you know it's a trap. But Dal is like, oh, you're hurting. Oh, you in trouble? Really? And I was like, oh, stop. Dal has learned some things. I see you, Dal. Well, I see you doing the thug diesel, but it's because he like, nah, man, I know who this is. I see you run this scam before. You know what I'm saying? That's I know this scam. And then, of course, it's revealed that this person is a Ferengi, and it's not even a baby, it's a piece of fruit. And this Ferengi actually raised Dal back in the day to a certain degree. I mean, I know that they ain't got to do Ferengi like this, but Ferengi, man, why y'all always be like scheming? It's like Ferengi are like the Jawas of Star Trek, where it's like they always like stealing and doing something wrong. Like, I don't think we've ever seen a group of Jawas just like not doing something wrong. So same thing with Ferengi. Like, I know there's got to be some Ferengi that like don't be scheming. Like, they just be chilling. So anyway, we get a deeper knowledge of where Dal is in his relationships, or how he is in his relationships due to his relationship with this new Ferengi. And let me get that name. Let me see. Let's go and pull up that IMDb real quick. And this opens up to a little information about, oh, I used to sleep here. I was under the engine. I was kidnapped. Things of that nature. And that kind of helps inform us on where he's about to go, and his emotional ties to this woman. And these emotional ties, unfortunately, make things worse, because in this in this episode, they're like, oh, snap, hey, look, It's nice to see you. This is my crew. This is Gwen. This is Rock Talk. This is Merv. All that good stuff, right? And it seems that you know, Zero is cool, Gwen's cool, what's his name? Jankom's cool. It seems like everything is fine. Everything's cool. But we hear, oh well, there's this planet. I just need a little something from it. Can you help me? You know it's a scheme, right? Now, shouts to Clever Little Vixen says, I think the least schemey Ferengi we get to see is Nog. You know what? Yeah, Nog. Cut a whole Nog. You know what? All right. Cause Nog, what in the, all right, see, Nog, that was, all right, so we're talking what, DS9 time? Didn't Nog join the Federation? Or did Nog join the military or something? I'm fuzzy, but Nog did like join the military or something, right? Like, or was that another Ferengi? I feel like Nog joined the Federation, but maybe I'm tripping. Anyway, back on this. Of course, This was his old school, you know, mentor slash, you know, mother figure or whatever. And it's like, hey, look, this is, you know, this is the person that I know essentially as mom, because I don't really have a memory beyond any of that. So, of course, we're going to go to this planet and make first contact, which is a bad idea, especially for these young kids. But we're going to go and make first contact. And of course, when we get there, this whole diplomatic exchange that his mentor talks about, it's not a diplomatic exchange. Homegirl was going astray, steal all them like rhinestones or whatever they was. And so yeah, Clever Little Vixen said, yeah, he joined Starfleet. So yeah. And it's not the fact that we knew, it's not the fact that we already knew that she was going to like double cross them and do something wrong and be all schemey. It's that we do get a chance to see Gwen and Dow both have a shared experience with their father and mother and what they're going through and what they're experiencing. So that's where it comes in and kind of like works out for everyone and everybody on the experience level of what these kids are kind of coming up with. And it hurts because of course this is a piece of Dow's past that he's got to let go now, but it's understandable because all of these kids and well, adult sort of are coming into something new, from Zero to Jankom to Murph even. They're all coming into something new. So having episodes where they kind of shed that past off of them and become a new person with new experiences is something that I enjoy. And I think that it's done in a way where they're learning some harsh lessons, but like Gwen says, are learning them early. Now, with the experience that they have on the planet when they make that first contact, Janeway quickly pulls down like, look, hold up, I gotta tell you about first contact because y'all don't know that. All right, y'all gotta learn. So giving him the download, showing how important it is to not interfere with people and their evolution, even though Starfleet be doing that like all the time. Oh boy, let me tell you, Kirk. Oh, Kirk be messing it up, but the way that it's emphasized by her, you know the weight of it, and also seeing how they were communicating with the sounds and the tones, that were kind of like generating the movement in the sand. I thought that was cool. I thought that was very interesting in how they use almost the sounds to like vibrate through the chimes and the different, I guess the diamonds or whatever. Cause I can't remember the name of the stone that they were trying to get, you know, for the cloaking and all that good stuff. It was beautiful. And it was kind of ruined by, of course, Dao's mentor that started just stealing everything. And I am glad that they were able to return it. And they were able to return each and every stone. But it does make me wonder if since they returned that last stone with the Star Trek communicator on it, with the Starfleet communicator on it, I wonder if that's going to leave a good or bad taste in their mouth about it. Like maybe they'll be like, hey, these are some people that came and one of their members was a rogue and screwed it up, but they made it right. Or these are some people that came in and all of them were trying to steal our stuff. And since we put pressure on them, they put them back and didn't even apologize kind of thing. So I guess we'll see later on, if there is a later on for this particular species. Because they, you know, they look like they use like sound and harmonics and they're like very angelic floating around and stuff. So, I mean, it could have been something that's cool, but it was ultimately ruined. And maybe we'll see them again. Who knows? I mean, maybe so, since the 3D models are already made. But who knows? We'll see. But speaking about how they returned the very last stone, they used it when they used the teleporter was really cool because they had been playing with the teleporter at the beginning of the episode, which I thought was fun. It was cool to see them like throwing around this piece of pie, you know, seeing that it's still warm, even Gwen eating it off the floor, them being like so like enamored by like, it's still warm. Oh my God, let's just move it again. Oh my, you know, like that kind of thing. And then trying it out on Murph and Murph being outside and be like, oh yeah, well, I guess Murph is indestructible. So like those things were cool. So I think this episode had enough lightheartedness, enough weight as far as what your boy Dal is going through, and had enough mystery to add in with the photo of Dreadnought and him being there and probably being the reason that most likely being the reason that the crew is gone. Now, once again, like we said, we don't know what happened to the crew. I mean, we assume crew probably did, but, you know, how did he get rid of the crew in a way where, like, now the ship is clean? You don't see any, like, dead bodies or any blood or anything. So there's no, I guess, what you would see, like, sign of a struggle or anything like that. So it will be interesting to see how they handle or how they get a handle on the events before she was kind of like rebooted or whatever, which I'm excited to see. I enjoy this. This is a fun show to engage in. It's just a nice piece of Star Trek, yo, for real. Like I love Discovery. I love Prodigy. Lower Decks is funnier than I could have imagined. I still want to play Clever Little Vixen. If you're still watching, I would love to play a game of Diplomath with Solar Gray. Oh man. But Diplomath is just something funny that like I never even thought about. And oh yeah, Solar's here. What up? So it is interesting to see how they're rolling out these small, like I guess small mysteries to us and then small awarenesses to people like Dal and Gwen, because, you know, they're kids and they got to come up in the game. They don't know no better. They got to come up in the game. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, this is another good one in the bag. I would say that this show doesn't have a bad episode yet. And I'm enjoying it. I mean, I know it's definitely not made for me, but I love the art style. And the first episode was super engaging. And yeah, I'm still here. I'm still riding along. I'm still with this. Shouts out to Paramount Plus for doing what a streaming service is supposed to do. For taking the property they have and not blowing it. Because last night I talked about another streaming service that is kind of shaky. They got some good stuff. They got some stuff down. But look, Paramount Plus, they got Star Trek, they got it popping. It's kind of what Rebels wanted. Okay, if we're gonna, this will probably be a good thing. This show, if the rest of the season ends up being just as good as the first episodes we've seen, this first season is way better than the first season of Rebels. Way better. But I also think it's because Rebels, I think they focused way too hard on the sort of, we ain't gonna talk about the animation style. All right, the story is better as far as first season goes. Rebels got better along the way. Like, say, middle of season two and on, Rebels was like, all right, we cool. But that first season was struggle bus. And also the art style of Rebels, I'm still, those rounded corners and stuff, I was just like, nah, this ain't the business for real. Like, I would have loved, yo, matter of fact, Solar, did you watch Arcane? Because I still need to talk about Arcane with somebody. Shouts out to Robert Jeffrey. I got to talk about it with him because I know he loves it. But Arcane, that Prodigy, like this style, but that Rebels, that Rebels art, that Rebel style, I know they was trying to get the kids. I get it. But you know what? If it looks dope, the kids will watch anyway. Like, you don't have to, like, you don't have to kind of, like, soften it up for kids. Kids will like it anyway. Arcane is dope. Like, for someone who does not play League of Legends at all, Arcane is their hotness. I ain't going front. I was like, what? So, yes, art style, head and shoulders above. I'm here for Prodigy. I definitely want to keep it going. I think this can be a show that we can have for at least a good six or so seasons with just some enjoyable stuff. And maybe even have them meet up with DS9 because they're in, I think they said they were in the Gamma Quadrant. And didn't DS9... Okay, hold on. All right, DS9, they encountered like an alien race or something from the Gamma Quadrant, right? Hold on, let me see if I can get my Google. Because I remember there was like something in the Gamma Quadrant. I know I'm wrong, but I'm right. I know I'm close. What is it? They ended Dominion. Yeah, it was the Dominion. Dominion. Yes, clever little vixen. There you go. Yes, Dominion. Didn't they come? Yeah, Dominion, which is an antagonist of Deep Space Nine series, controls a large portion of the Gamma Quadrant. Yes, and I think they just said in the last episode that when they got out of the hyperdrive that they were in the Gamma Quadrant. So. Hold on. Star Trek Prodigy, hold up, because I'm pretty sure they said they were in the Gamma Quadrant. I'm almost absolutely sure they said that last episode. Star Trek Prodigy takes its crew to the Gamma Quadrant. Boom, great. I check it. See, we here right now. We gonna see the Dominion. We gonna see Dominion. And whatever form it is, We're going to see Dominion. Maybe. All right? Possibly maybe. Possibly maybe see Odo. Possibly maybe. Because, all right, no, hold up. All right, so this show is set 5 years after Voyager goes back to Earth. So we possibly maybe see DS9? Because remember in the last episode, we saw Odo on the bridge. So the ship already knows about Odo, which is cool. So maybe, yeah. Yo, it's going to be hotness. It's going to be, look, this show going to be dope. So guys, with that said, I've kept y'all long enough. But yes, so Dominion, definitely. All right, we're going to see that in this show. You know what I'm saying? I figure we got like 5 to 6 seasons of this. So, you know what I'm saying? Odo, probably the real Odo, not hologram Odo, but real, real Odo. Yes. DS9, yes. Solar says Captain Kiera. Why not? We got a chance to do something cool. I think this is going to be a dope way to like rope in DS9 because that station was the closest to the Gamma Quadrant, which is why they dealt with Dominion, right? I'm right, right? It's been a long time since I watched Deep Space Nine. It's been about 2 years. But I think it's because they're the ones that were closest to... I think they were the ones that were kind of closest to the Gamma Quadrant. I think. Yeah. I'm a think that, and that's where we're going. Cisco is kind of godding right now. I can't even remember what happened to Cisco at the end of it. You know what? I'm going to have to go back. And you know what? This is a good way. This is a good reason. This summer, I'll go back and go all the way through DS9 again. It's been long enough. Because I really don't remember. Oh, the wormhole gave them Gamma Quadrant access. Cool. All right. That's what it was. All right. So, word. We here? Maybe Dominion. Maybe wormhole. Maybe DS9. Cool things for Prodigy. I'm excited. So, anyway, guys. NEID. SOUL. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places, hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit it down because it don't matter no more. It don't even show it. Y'all can put 1,000,000 thumbs downs and it wouldn't matter. In your face. No, I'm just playing. But make sure to share this podcast, music on Spotify. What else do we have coming up? We got Boba Fett tomorrow. We got Lady Lisa, do we have divorce court tonight? We got divorce court tonight. We got Boba Fett tomorrow. We got sports comes back next week, I think. So tomorrow we just got Boba Fett. That's it.
We got Boba Fett and divorce court. Now,
what else we got? What else we got?
We got sports, right?
No, we ain't got no sports.
Oh.
Say peace out, y'all.
Peace out. Yeah.
Say love all y'all.
Love all y'all. Peace.
Anyway, look, from us to you, thank you for watching. We're going to leave y'all with P.L. Parker Lewis. Say P.L. Parker Lewis.
P.L. Parker Lewis.
Arcatron.
And
War High Sign.
Did P.L. Parker Lewis cover an album?
Yeah, he got an album. And if you're a Patreon supporter, you got Parker Lewis's album for free. And some of y'all already got it, but the other ones of y'all gotta hit me up, respond to me, DM me on Patreon, and I'll get you your stuff. But anyway, from us to you, thank you for watching, and peace. Hey, and Ram came through to say hey, say hi.
Hey.
We out.
We out.
Bring it up.
I'm the man, yeah.